are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, this is a cute one. You're going to like this one. Two-thirds of parents are puzzled by children's science questions, such as why is the sky blue? And they say 1 in 5 parents will actually just make up the answer. They surveyed 2,000 parents, and these parents admitted to being frustrated and embarrassed. They didn't know how to handle their kids' math questions or science questions. I could believe it. I could really believe it because, you know, if my kids asked me how a TV works, I don't know. I really don't know how a TV works. If they try to ask me how the internet works or how a computer works, I don't know. So anyway, so these are some of the questions these kids ask, okay? Like, why is the moon sometimes out in the day? Okay, well, we know that. It's because the sun, you know, reflects off of it. Okay, why is the sky blue? I thought the sky was blue. One is because of the atmospheric stuff, but the oceans, it reflects the color of the oceans. Oh, no, it doesn't. The oceans reflect the color of the sun. Why is the sky blue? I don't know. Will we ever discover aliens? How much does the Earth weigh? How do airplanes stay in the air? Why is water wet? These are good ones. How do I do long division? Where do birds and bees go in the winter? What makes a rainbow? Oh, that one I know, the refractory of the light. That's an easy one. That's an easy one. I got that one. Why are there different times on Earth? All right. So, you know, the parents, they were like, you know, this is a survey, and the parents are like, I can't handle these. All right. Now, these are some of the answers they gave, okay? These are the answers the parents gave. The moon can be lit up by the sun, depending on where it is in the sky. If it reflects the sun's rays, we can see it. Even during the day, it all depends on its angle towards the Earth. Okay, that I got. All right, now that was, oh, that was the answer to why is the moon out in the day. Okay, here, why is the sky blue? A parent said sunlight arrives on Earth in every color, but it hits particles in our air that shine blue. All right, that, not scientific, but I'll take it. Number 3, will we discover aliens? Mommy answered, no one knows. 4, how much does the Earth weigh? Mom or Dad answered on this one, the Earth weighs 6 gazillion kilograms, weighed by its gravitational attraction to nearby objects. I don't know. Well, I don't know if it's a gazillion, but there's a lot of zeros. Number 5, how do airplanes stay in the air? Planes lift up by driving air downwards using specifically shaped wings. The push from the airflow is stronger than gravity. 6, why is water wet? Wet is a word that people use for liquids, primarily water, and the way they feel. Not all liquids behave the same way. Oh, that's a good point. Boy, this parent is smart. Number 7, how do I do long division? Mom or Dad answered, on paper, preferably. Yeah, not the wall with the crayon. Number 8, where do birds and bees go to the winter? Bees stop flying. Birds flock together or migrate. They go south. 9, what makes a rainbow? Sunlight going through water droplets in the air splits into all the colors. That I knew. I knew. And then I don't think I have the last answer. Well, I know why there are different times on Earth. It's because of rotation. So anyway, not too bad. Not too bad. So I don't think we parents are doing that bad. But listen, if your kids throw a question at you and you're like, well, duh, I don't know, don't feel so bad. But you know what? Look it up. Okay? I used to think my parents knew everything. I thought they were the bomb. I didn't like them, but I thought they were the smartest people out there. And then I realized there were things they didn't know. And then I realized there were a lot of things they didn't know. And that's when I turned into a teenager. When I was a teenager, I realized, well, they know nothing. I know more than them, right? Because I quote Shakespeare and they don't even know where it's from. So then you get that attitude. Okay, now you don't want that, okay? You want the kids to know what you do know is a lot. But there are things you're learning. We're always learning. And if the kids want to sit down and teach you, you're open to it. All right, that's a heck of a lot better than your teenager saying, oh, I'm out of here. You're too stupid for me to live with, right? Right? That's what I would do. Okay? And, you know, my kids, they go, oh, mommy, I learned all, mommy, guess what I learned? What? Well, there's the water and the mommy, you listening? Yes, I'm listening. Okay, yeah. And then like this and that. And then I go, okay, well, tell me. Teach me. Well, the water and water is blue and okay, I'm done. But you want to know what? It doesn't matter. It's the time you spend with them. It really doesn't matter. All right, a lot to talk about. Let's see if there's any updates on the cruise ship. We're going to talk about that. Flu season. You know, flu season's still kind of light. Flu season is still kind of light. Doesn't mean we're going to get out of it unscathed. No. No, I think it's still going to hit. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this kind of really cool. This is cool. Scientists, let's talk about this. This is a cool one. Scientists in Berkeley have converted seaweed into ethanol and other chemicals and fuel by using a bacteria. So they could make biofuels using bacteria. All right, they say sugarcane and corn may soon be sharing the biofuel spotlight with the new contender seaweed. What they do is they break sugars down in seaweed and make, they're going to use that to replace fossil fuels. They used E. coli, which is a bacteria, and it's a stomach bacteria in our colon, and they mix it up with some ground seaweed and a little water and let it stew for 2 days. The scientists found that the solution yielded 5% ethanol and water in temperatures between 25 and 30 degrees Celsius. All right, Yoshikunu, all right, is the researcher that gets credit for this one, says the ethanol is just a start and that the microbe could also be used to turn seaweed into a variety of molecules, including isobutanol. So if seaweed could be an ideal for biofuel, there's so much of it. And this was an easy recipe. You throw some seaweed, little E. coli. E. coli is easy to get, just, you know, poop in it. Not too shy, and then let it stew for 2 days. I got to tell you, not too bad. Okay, we're coming up on a break right now. When we come back, let's hit more medical headlines. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show on Genesis Communications Network. We got Donovan working the dials on this beautiful Friday evening. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355. 213-405-5355. 5355 or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We said goodbye to Etta James today. Etta James, one of my favorite singers, sing at last. So many just beautiful songs. Died today of age 73. We spoke a lot about her fight with leukemia. She had dementia, had just been released from the hospital, overcoming pneumonia. But her brother had reported that she did die in a Southern California hospital, and may she rest in peace. I got to tell you, heaven, the songs that they're singing up there now sound sweeter. I'll tell you, good woman, very brilliantly talented woman, and it's a shame she had to suffer at the end of her life. But Etta James dies at age 73. She's in a better place. Rest in peace. All right, a lot going on political-wise this weekend. You know, I've been watching the news, and I've been kind of scratching my head. Now, I thought Newt did an amazing job in the debate yesterday. And we were talking about that, where John King had brought up tabloid-type subject of the ex-wife and an open marriage. And he's like, really? You're going to open a presidential debate where we got to talk about jobs and national security and immigration with that? And he thought it was despicable and went off and basically just, you know, ripped John King a new one. And it was, he did well. And what people were saying was, you know, John King just basically threw him a softball and he was able to just knock it out of the ballpark. But then all day today, they were talking about how Newt is going to probably take over South Carolina. Now, I think he has a lot of momentum, but when they said that, they showed the polls, and they showed the polls of Mitt Romney at 30% of the vote, Newt Gingrich at 20. So if Mitt is still leading by 10%, how is Newt, you know, taking over? They actually said tomorrow's supposed to be neck and neck. Now, either they haven't been able to poll everybody, and they're just, you know, surmising, or maybe Newt, you know, really did knock it out of the ballpark last night. You know, I have to say what was impressive at the end is when they had to have kind of the closing remarks. You know, Mitt Romney, again, very smooth, and I think he is pretty electable, but I have to admit his closing statement was kind of the same old thing you always hear from politicians. You know, this beautiful country, and I mean, it was a beautiful closing statement, but it's exactly what a politician would say. You know, I mean, Mitt did everything right. He did, you know, he stumbled with the taxes thing. But, I mean, you know, he said what he was supposed to say, you know. Whereas Newt, he's like, you know, you need me to debate Obama. I mean, we got to, he said, we cannot let Obama be in office for another 4 years because then he's going to be unchecked with a lot of his legislation. And, you know, we need to win this fight and I could debate him. And, you know, it was a much different closing argument, like vote for me because I, you know, this is why you have to vote for me, because you need somebody to debate him. That, you know, Newt also kind of brought up, and I'm sorry I don't have the sound bite for you to hear, but, you know, he had brought up that, look, you know, President Obama has a lot of money, and if the Republicans are going to beat him in this election, we're going to have to do it by convincing voters during the debates. And he did. He brought up a good point, you know, and somebody said, well, why can't we have Mitt Romney run and just have Newt do the debating for Mitt Romney? Well, yeah, I don't know. I still think Mitt Romney holds his own during the debate. You know, if you notice, and again, I love looking at the psychology of these debates. You know, I have no problem talking about politics on my show because politics is still involved in everything. And, you know, being a doctor, I'm extremely, you know, interested in it. But I love looking at the psychology of the voter and of the candidates and, you know, just how people interact. It's very interesting because Mitt Romney, very well poised, wonderful posture. When each person speaks, he looks at them. And he also doesn't make funny faces. Santorum, smart guy, has a lot of good things to say, but he makes a lot of faces. You know, Ron Paul wants to make a lot of faces, but I think he's so Botox that he can't. But Mitt Romney, you know, very calm, very suave, very dapper, very collected, very cool. And so, you know, I think we're going to be okay with either of them. Santorum, good guy. I just don't think he's going to make it. Ron Paul says a lot of smart things until it comes to foreign policy, and then he scares us. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in South Carolina tomorrow. Now, what they did, what they did concentrate on in terms of what happens tomorrow is they said, let's say Mitt Romney wins. It's not over. Now that Santorum has won Iowa. Oh, by the way, Chuck Norris today endorsed Newt Gingrich. I don't know if that's going to put him over the top, but people like Chuck Norris. Yeah, Chuck Norris is still alive. He's 70 years old. Yeah. Anyway, Chuck Norris, they endorsed Newt Gingrich. He endorsed Newt Gingrich. But anyway, if Santorum won Iowa, Romney won New Hampshire. A Romney win for South Carolina doesn't mean he solidifies it. If a Newt Gingrich win happens tomorrow night in South Carolina, that could be a big turnover. A big turnover, because he then has to ride that momentum into Florida and then Nevada. We also have Arizona. We have many other caucuses coming. Now, South Carolina, from what I understand, has picked the winner for decades. All right? So then obviously, you know, 2008, South Carolina picked John McCain. So South Carolina has a pretty good record. So that's what makes this important. Now, then on the flip side, was the New Hampshire caucus so boring that that they're trying to increase ratings for tomorrow? You know, when they were saying tune in tomorrow night for the South Carolina primary because it's going to be neck and neck, and then they're showing us a poll of Romney 30% of the vote, Newt Gingrich at 20%. Yes, I understand things can change overnight, but are they telling us this because they want us all to tune in? So either way, it's my kid's swimming banquet, so I'm going to be there. And then so I won't be able to tweet you all on what's going on. So I'm sure you're going to be watching and knowing more than I. And then I'm going to get home, and then I'm going to see what happens. You know, because it's cool. The kids are going to want to see Family Guy episodes, and I'm going to say, hold off, let me see what's going on with the election. You know, so I'll keep you posted. If you guys want to have fun and go to a movie, when I finally get my butt home, I'll tweet you all what's going on. But I mean, I'm sure we're going to find out come Monday what happened. I don't think we have to sit there and watch and make a drinking game out of it. I'm excited for the playoffs. I got to tell you, playoffs, that's going to be great. All right. Donovan, you there? Donovan, are you going to be watching the playoffs, and who's your pick?
Niners.
Yeah, yeah. And then what about the Ravens and Patriots game? Who do you think is going to win that one?
You know, I don't know for sure, but I'm going to go with the Ravens just because Poe's a personal favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you, you know, when I did my Dr. Dahlia picks with the NFL report, the Ravens didn't have any groin injuries and the Patriots did. So I think the Ravens actually may have it tomorrow or Sunday. So that'll be good. All right. See, Donovan, I knew Donovan. See, I you know, if I pick like Donovan does, I'm gonna be good. We're good. I'm not betting on this game though, people. I'm not betting. I may bet on the Super Bowl game, but I'm not gonna bet on the playoffs. All right, so it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good weekend. So anyway, we'll see what happens Saturday. But wow, if Gingrich does gain momentum, that's gonna be interesting. I know Chuck Norris. People love Chuck Norris, but yeah, Chuck Norris is very conservative. You know, there was a article that came out on the list of conservative actors and non-conservative actors and who were Republicans and who weren't. And, you know, Chuck Norris, of course, was Republican. Bruce Willis, Republican. You know, many of these we know. They said Arnold Schwarzenegger, but, that's left to be decided by the jury. So it's interesting when stars throw their support. Why not? I mean, when the presidential campaign comes, we're going to be seeing Matt Damon, George Clooney, and Brad Pitt and everybody, you know, on the Obama wagon. So why not? Let's get Chuck Norris involved. Why not? So that'll be interesting. Okay, so any news here on the cruise ship? All right, they did resume the search. They stopped the search and they resumed the search. Again, it is very precarious. It's very dangerous what's going on in that ship. Right now they think that, unfortunately, the 20-some people that are left unaccounted for, I believe the number is 24, they aren't expecting there to be any survivors. Their now main concern is the fuel spill. They say the fuel spill can cause a huge environmental disaster along the coast of Italy. I just still can't imagine why 24 people could still be trapped on this thing. But when you look at the pictures of what happened and you see the side of the ship, you know, demolished by that rock, I mean, this was such a cluster. And then they showed footage of the crew telling everybody it's a blackout. Go back to your room. I mean, you can hang out here if you want, but go back to your rooms. We got it all under control. I mean, just frightening, absolutely frightening that something like this could happen. And you think in this day and age, something like this could happen so drastically. From what we understand, Carnival Alliance has suspended some of their crews to kind of look at the ships. The Dr. Dahlia cruise has been canceled. We had people that, you know, still wanted to go. We had some families that were like, I don't know, Dahlia, what do you think? And it just, I couldn't, at the point where we knew people were possibly drowning on that ship, continue to promote it or whatever. So we actually pulled out. I mean, if there's captains this stupid out there, I don't want any of my passengers yet until I know what's going on. So unfortunately, right now, we suspended our cruise. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire. Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so in news today, it looks like 2,200 veterans and their personal information and Social Security numbers, a variety of other personal information, accidentally got posted on Ancestry.com after it mistakenly released the data. This was the Department of Veterans Affairs. It says personal information for more than 2,200 veterans was accidentally released and posted on Ancestry.com. The department said Friday there is no indication the information was misused, but it is still notifying all potentially affected veterans and is offering free credit monitoring. The department also said that Ancestry.com removed the information as soon as the VA alerted it to the department's mistake. The department said Friday there was no indication of any misuse. They don't think anybody really saw it. You know, I've seen Ancestry.com. I haven't used it yet. I mean, it looks kind of cool. But again, you know, this is another cluster. I'm really, really frustrated with our whole you know, computer protection. I don't understand how, you know, data like that can easily be posted on somebody else's website. And it happens. You're hearing little stories of this. Like, remember there was, I believe it was from Stanford, there were thousands of patients and their billing information and their birthdays, et cetera, was posted on some college student website. You know, it blows my mind that files and what are these called? Sorry, I'm trying to think of when, you know, when these like software, but I don't want to say software, applications, et cetera, you know, that have people's personal information could just add a drop of a hat beyond someone else. This is why I'm really, really scared about electronic health records. You know, I really am. This just, I do not have any faith whatsoever, no faith whatsoever in computers and your protection. I just don't. I mean, I'm hearing too much of this. It just absolutely drives me crazy. Just drives, I mean, I don't know. All right. We've been watching the Reno fires pretty closely. I actually went to school up in Reno, Northern Nevada. Beautiful city, right near Lake Tahoe. Couple-hour drive from Sacramento, two-and-a-half-hour drive from San Francisco. If you drive to San Francisco, drive like me. Beautiful, beautiful up near the Sierra Mountains, Reno. Huge fire. All right, blaze fueled by 82-mile-per-hour wind gusts burned nearly 3,200 acres. About 10,000 people were evacuated yesterday. One person died, and I guess an elderly man came forward, and he was extremely remorseful, said, "I think it was me." He said he accidentally started this brush fire that did destroy about 29 homes, and he said, looks like he didn't dispose of his fireplace ashes correctly. And unfortunately, the man is facing jail time on arson charges, ordered to pay the cost of fighting the fire, which is already totaled at about $700,000. It was a horrible, devastating fire. Again, just somebody who carelessly disposed of their fireplace ashes. And it's, you know, it's heartbreaking. So we found out what the cause of that wildfire was. And it's a shame, too, because we haven't really gotten any moisture. I know there's supposed to be the storm coming in that hit Washington, and I guess Reno was really looking forward to that. But prior to any precipitation, we have the winds, and the winds, unfortunately, fueled the fire. So not good. Okay. Let's talk about this. This is an interesting headline. Babies with three parents could be born soon. British scientists have announced that babies with the genes of three parents could be born within 3 years. Do we even want that? They say neurologists at Newcastle University in northeastern England have been given a $6.8 million grant for the controversial in vitro fertilization technique, which aims to replace small parts of a mother's egg that may pass genetic defects onto children. All right. Independent charity, the Wellcome Trust, announced the funding for the university's mitochondria center on Thursday. I would love to have a mitochondria center. All right. They said the procedure involves transferring the DNA from a mother's egg into another woman's donor egg in order to replace the mother's faulty mitochondria. These are kind of the batteries that power the cells in our bodies. The egg is then implanted in the mother to prevent her child from inheriting her faulty genes, such as fatal conditions that can affect liver, kidney, brain, etc. All right. I mean, I guess that's cool. I guess that's cool. They say around 0.2% of the baby's DNA would come from the egg donor, and the third parent's genetic material would not contain any of the donor's characteristics. I should hope not. I really should hope not. That, that would kind of freak a lot of people out. But you know what? You're trying to have a healthy baby. You know, I still worry about this. I still get a little nervous, you know? Autism was in the news today, because they want to now reconstruct the diagnosis for autism. 1 in 110 children get afflicted with autism. And the DSM, our Bible in psychiatric world, which I really don't see why that has to be involved for autism. I think autism is a medical diagnosis, but right now it's put under psychiatric, okay? Hasn't been really revised in over 17 years. So what they want to do is they want to revise the definition of autism. But what could happen with that is if they make it more strict, pull out Asperger's and other personality type disorders, then what's going to happen is the funding is going to be decreased for many of these children already receiving it. Now, we know already many states are strapped and the country is financially strapped, but I don't think this is the best way of going to about it. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to start now changing the diabetes diagnosis? Are they going to start changing? You know what? If your blood pressure is 150 over 100, that's okay. You know, where are they going to stop with this? I do agree that these, you know, the DSM-4, DSM, you know, should be, you know, remodified. I'm, you know, comfortable with that, but they need to be careful. And you know what's really frustrating is why do we have to put a diagnosis on everything? I think a lot of these kids that are autism-like are not getting diagnosed because it's not true autism. All right, but they got to be diagnosed with something. Okay, and then do we really have to come up with a name? You know, unfortunately, for insurance to pay and for things to get done, we have to give people a name. Why can't we just say there's some sort of a developmental personality, like I said, developmental learning disorder. You know, a lot of these kids along the autism spectrum do well, very well, you know, personally, but maybe not so well socially. Or they do very well in school, but they don't do well interpersonally. You know, there's a variety of, you know, do we have to really come up with these names? I guess they need it because, of course, insurance and healthcare, et cetera. That's what frustrates me about medicine. When I see a patient, I have to give an insurance company a diagnosis. And other gosh darn business what I saw you for. If I saw you for AIDS, if I saw you for herpes, let me just say an office visit. No, they need to know the diagnosis. So they could exclude you or they could come up with, you know. So I'm hoping if there was any good to Obamacare, very little. But if there is any good with this no more pre-existing conditions and no more caps, then can we please do away with diagnoses? I don't really think it's anyone's business what your diagnosis is. But no, I don't think so, because I still see insurance companies wanting your records. Right? Please fax to us or please send to us patients' chart notes. Why? It's none of your business what the vaginal exam looked like. None of your business what we saw on the stool. But insurance companies think they have a right to know. I am so frustrated with that. So we'll see what happens there. Okay. Let's see. New York teens. Did you guys hear about this? Where a bunch of teens all came down with twitching and verbal tics in New York. They really don't know what's going on, but they're calling it a mass psychogenic illness, according to a neurologist. Apparently, he's treated 11 of these girls that have twitching and tics. They think they're psychological roots rather than an organic cause. They think they'll all get better. It's called a conversion disorder when stress or anxiety manifests in physical symptoms. But why a cluster like this in New York? We're not sure. We're not sure. But anyway, they're looking into it, and we'll see what happens. All right, guys, don't go away. When we come back, more Dr. Dahlia.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company. Serving stamp collectors since 1923, Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, this was kind of shocking. They say in a Chicago area suburb, 30 people had to be buried in a mass grave on Wednesday. Apparently, this happened at Homewood Memorial Gardens, was established for those who could not afford to pay for a burial plot. They say this is a growing problem in America, where bodies are stacking up at the city morgue, right? Because, you know, they don't have families or there's no, I guess these are indigent burials. And, you know, we took a look at this. I wanted to talk about it earlier in the week where a U-Haul had to, I guess, carry all these bodies. You see a U-Haul and you see a whole bunch of coffins being unloaded And, you know, many of them are also inmates and, you know, wards of the state. And unfortunately, you're seeing even, I'm trying to see if they, I almost thought I saw something that said they were stacking coffins with inmates' remains three deep. What does that mean? They aren't, no. I think everybody gets their own coffin. They get their own coffin. Okay. Oh, but I see what they're doing. They're stacking them on top of each other. Oh, my gosh. My gosh. So apparently bodies are piling up, right? And this was just one example of a suburb in Chicago where, you know, if there's, I guess if there's nobody there to pay for a funeral, the morgue just, I guess, stockpiles them and then puts them in wood caskets and then does mass burial. It's expensive. It is, like, really expensive to do a funeral. I could see more and more people not do it. It's horrible to, I mean, even consider. I know many people are, you know, cremating. But I remember just trying to come up with a simple funeral. I was being quoted $10,000. You know, who has that? Now, I guess you have to get insurance. All right. This is kind of interesting. A Utah school district has to get rid of the cougar mascot. Why? Because it's offensive to women. They say students in Utah actually voted that their sports team can say go Cougars. But the school district was overruled the popular choice because they said it would be insensitive to women. I guess a cougar is a woman who is, I guess, middle-aged and sexually aggressive and wants younger men. But, you know, come on. I think cougar is a really cool name for a team. Cougars are fast, they're vicious, rah, you know, they make those sounds. They say cougars are large mountain cats and they're prevalent in Utah. So then why not? They say parents and patrons emailed and called board members saying they were uncomfortable with the idea that their daughters on the drill team and the cheerleading squad would be called cougars. Really? Is that what our society is coming to? You know, gosh, I hope they don't, you know, do anything with a frog or froggy or, you know, or rainbows or ladybugs or something, because kids are just going to be really mentally damaged from this. So I guess they want to change it to charger. Charger is a lot harder to say than cougar. Oh, my gosh. You know, how politically correct do we have to be? Really, you can't use the word cougar. All right, what does this say here? 1 in 16 moms didn't believe they could get pregnant. Half of teen mothers say they were not using birth control when they got pregnant. Of teen moms who reported not using birth control, 31% said they did not believe they could get pregnant at the time. All right, so these kids, I guess, aren't really learning what they should be learning, either from parents or at school. They say others gave various reasons, like 24% said their partner did not want to use contraception, 13% said they had trouble getting the birth control, 9% said they experienced side effects from using contraception, 8% said they thought their sex partner was sterile, 22% of the teens said they really didn't care getting pregnant, 22% of teens, one-fifth of these didn't care. You know, we've got to stop telling these guys no sex. I mean, I know people are like, oh, well, we got to get them access to birth control. We got to get them access. Yes, that will help, but can we stop them from having sex to begin with? Okay? Right? I mean, if they are that misled and they have no clue, all right, then I think the easiest message is don't have sex. All right? If they're not learning and picking up the whole idea of fertilization and zygotes and ovum and sperm and fallopian tubes and ovaries and uteri, if they just don't get that, then just tell them, just say no. Make it easy for them. You know, no. But no, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. All right? So one of the big news headlines is this aspect of Obamacare demanding that insurers cover birth control, no copays, no deductibles, such that people that have health insurance have free access, free, you know, birth control. I mean, it's not really free because they're paying for health insurance. That all sounded good and dandy until you had many religious employers or church-affiliated institutions that said, not me. Many church-affiliated institutions, I'm getting this here from Fox News, will have to cover free birth control for employees. All right, now, when they protested, the Obama administration said, okay, we're not going to exempt you, like churches and mosques and synagogues. No, no, no. We're not going to exempt you, but we will give you a year extension. So you have a year to comply before you have the fine or before you have to do the employer. Okay, and that's just not sitting good well with them. Remember, we're talking about like Catholic hospitals. Many hospitals that are Catholic run, et cetera, they don't want to be mandated. They have to purchase an insurance that gives free birth control. They don't want anything to do with the birth control. So many are saying, well, tech with that, I'm just going to take the fine. I'm just going to take the fine. So, again, another group of people, and it looks like, you know, there's about 2 million employees that would be affected by this. So there's about 2 million employees, they say, that work for religious church-affiliated institutions, social services, things like that. And they would probably not be covered with health care because their boss is going to say, no. So, again, just another example of this not working. Okay, this is cool. I love science news. The dung beetle. They say the dung beetle really gets down to walk the line. Now, you know what these dung beetles do. They walk around with their poo-poo, right? And they just keep rolling it along the planet, but they roll it pretty specifically in a pretty straight line. Now, what they found from the University of Sweden is that these dung beetles actually jump on top of it and they make a little dance. They're like, what are you talking about? Why is that happening? Well, what's happening is as the dung beetle rolls its poo-poo and the poo-poo, it doesn't really look ahead. It kind of looks down and its back feet does the rolling. Then it stops, jumps up, and then takes a look. All right. When they climb up on the poo-poo ball, makes them taller, right? They could get a good vantage point, see if they're making any navigational mistakes. And then they could go on and keep rolling the poo-poo. Right? At a farm in South Africa, apparently the researcher, Baird, collected adult Kiefer nigroaeneus, a species of dung beetle, really, aeneus, and placed them in plastic tubs with soil and fresh cow dung. Once the beetles balled up some dung, oh, I guess they ball up any dung, the researcher transferred them to smooth terrain and placed them a plastic tube in their paths. A lightweight door hung from one end of the tube like a tiny cat flap. Sometimes it allowed the door to swing freely. Anyway, Baird secured the door so other beetles couldn't pass. All 22 in the first experiment mounted their balls and spun around when they encountered a locked door, whereas only one beetle danced when the door swung open. So I guess 50% of the beetles that dropped from one tube to the other danced on their dung balls. Okay, you know, what is this? Okay, so they're dancing, they're dunging. I guess they know what's going on. If you think a dung beetle is sitting there just rolling poo-poo for the fun of it, no. They have a mission. They have a mission. They are going to get that dung from one point of the world to the other, come hook or crook, and they don't give a heart and doot if there is a plastic thing or not, I guess. Well, good for the dung beetle. I got to tell you, I love science news. I think science news is so cool. All right. Well, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Remember, we are on 10 a.m. Pacific time. It's going to be me and Donovan. So a lot to talk about tomorrow. So can't wait to see you tomorrow morning, okay? Bye.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.